CQ America, and welcome to Ham Radio and More, the show that specializes in the great service that amateur radio provides. Your host is Lynn Winkler, KB7 LPW.
To Ham Radio and More, the only show of its kind in America. I'm Lynn Winkler, KB7 LPW, along with
Ned Stearns, AA7A.
And we're back in the beautiful confines of Phoenix, Arizona, although Dayton, of course, was beautiful also. And again, I want to thank the Dayton Marriott for allowing me to do my show live there. And certainly I want to thank all my guests that were in the Dayton Marriott with me last week. I want to welcome back KBNP, 1410 AM in Portland, Oregon, as an affiliate coming back online, and thank you very much. We're going to have open lines today. We're going to talk a little about whatever you want to talk about. We can talk about the proposal to end one-way broadcast on HF by W5YI. We can talk about ending the CW requirements, which are being fueled now by Oracle in New Zealand. Hate radio, the media mix-up of ham radio versus shortwave. I've got something to talk about that. Ask Ned, AA7A, how was Dayton? This was his first time. And we've got a lot more stuff to talk about. Also, Visalia that just took place. We'll get a recap of that. So that and more. And, oh, and tons of stuff to give away. Now, remember, you can call as often as you want, but you can only win once every 60 days. But I do have Larson antenna certificate to give away. You got to answer a question, though. But I've got subscriptions. I've got another CD from Amsoft. All kinds of stuff to give away at 1-800-298-TALK, 1-800-298-8255. And we're going to be back after this.
If you want to be a successful investor, never buy an investment you don't understand. Today, the choice of investment opportunities is overwhelming. You need to rely on sound judgment when it comes to investing your money. Now more than ever, you need to base your investment decisions on a source of information that's second to none. You'll find that source is Barron's. Every week, Barron's gives you valuable advice on how to invest with greater understanding and foresight to help you spot the opportunities and avoid the pitfalls in all kinds of investment areas, from stocks, bonds, and mutual funds to options, collectibles, and real estate. Subscribe to Barron's now, and with your paid subscription, you'll also receive the Barron's Guide to Making Investment Decisions, over 300 pages of knowledge and insights you can use now to start building a lifetime investment program. Get 13 weeks of Barron's and the valuable guide for only $37.
Call toll-free 800-228-8222. That's 800-228-8222. Barron's, how money becomes wealth.
How would you like to mingle with golf pros at major tour events or talk candidly with them in the locker room and get the story behind the story? Well, now there's a magazine that takes you where the news is breaking. A different kind of magazine, not found on newsstands. Golf World, the number one news magazine in golf. Golf World brings you in-depth coverage of all the major tournaments more than 40 times a year, weekly during peak season. Coverage that starts months in advance of the Masters and continues through to the PGA Championship follow-up. Take a close-up look at tour players having a breakthrough year. Golf World takes you inside their game and explores the secrets of their success. Order your one-year subscription to Golf World. You'll get more than 40 news-breaking issues for just $23.77. That's 40% off the regular subscription price. Order now and get a copy of 10 Swings from the Tour free with your paid subscription.
Call toll-free 800-472-1700. Golf World, the number one news magazine in golf. 800-472-1700.
Len Winkler here for 73 Amateur Today magazine. Do you want to read an informative magazine each month dealing with amateur radio that's easy to read? One that gives easy-to-understand reviews, teaches you to build projects that are fun and useful, provides editorials that are right on the money with current happenings in amateur radio, then 73 Magazine is the one for you. With contributing editors like Jim Gray, W1XU, Joe Mel, K0OV, Carol Perry, WB2MGP, and others, 73 Magazine is
for the new ham, the veteran ham, and even the ham-to-be. You'll find articles dealing with DFing, propagation, satellites, and so much more. So call now to subscribe at big savings off the newsstand price. Call 1-800-289-0388. That's 1-800-289-0388. It's worth the price just to read the great editorials by the man himself, publisher Wayne Green. So call now and mention Ham Radio and More. 1-800-289-0388. Call right now.
Hi, this is Neil, A-A-9-K-K. And John, N-9-Y-I-I. And you're listening to the Ham Radio and More Show with Len Winkler.
Okay, we're back. Thanks, guys, for telling me that. Yeah, that was in Dayton, and they were listening to the Ham Radio and More Show, so we appreciate their giving us those kudos. Len Winkler here, KB7LPW, along with
Ned Stearns, AA7A.
And our phone number is 1-800-298-TALK, 1-800-298-8255. We've got open lines today, so we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about in amateur radio. We keep, when I get my email messages to lenwink@indirect.com, many of them are, we have other things that we want to talk about, and we love open lines. Well, now's your chance. Talk about what you want to talk about, so get online. You know, the Federal Communications Commission is now offering complete amateur service database on the Internet. Did you know that, Ned?
No, I hadn't been up to date.
Yes, this new service marks the beginning of electronic granting of licenses. They're now online at the FCC's Wireless Telecommunications Bureau. You'll no longer have to wait to receive a license document in the mail. They will use the database as proof of licensing and go on the air immediately. You can almost have your license the next day. How's that? Information can be retrieved at the anonymous ftp.fcc.gov. And if you want, you can give the FCC a call at 1-800-322-1117, 1-800-322-1117 if you want more information or you want to know what your license number. I mean, they're really coming along, the FCC.
Well, it sounds great. As soon as I apply for the next grade of license above extra, I'll use it.
The amateur double extra. Let me ask you a question, Ned. This was the first time you've ever gone to Dayton. So now that you've been there, what is your impression? You weren't able to be on the show last week with us, unfortunately. You had to head back. But what was your impression?
Oh, it was amazing. I've you know, been to Hamfest all my life, and this was just bigger and better than anything I'd ever seen before. The swap meet was just unsurpassed. It was interesting walking around the swap meet with you, Len.
Why?
Trying to explain all those things that you never could figure out before.
You know, what was neat about walking around with you, Ned, was that all these things that I thought were used as anchors on big boats, you could tell me the model numbers and everything about what each one did. And there was one piece of equipment there. There was this one guy, remember, who had, excuse me, who had three amplifiers. And you told me that tube can put out about, what, 6,000 watts or something?
Well, yeah, it could put out as much as you'd ever want, yeah. The 4-1000, well used, is quite an instrument.
Interesting. Well, I see we have on the monitor a caller, Rusty, KE4VBB, from, I think that is Lithta, Florida, listening to us on WIPC at 1280 a.m., and that's a new station. I know they've been with us for a couple of weeks now. Welcome to Ham Radio and More, Rusty.
Thanks, Lynn. Good talk to y'all.
Good. Glad you're calling in. You're our first caller from radio station. That's WIP with a Paul, right?
Right. IPC, I believe it is.
Oh, ITC. T is Tom.
P is Paul, right.
P is Paul. No, okay. That was right. Okay, you're the first caller from there, and I usually give away a nice prize to the first caller from a particular radio station.
Oh, great.
Do you need any, like a Larson antenna?
Sure.
Okay, well, guess what? You're going to win a $100 gift certificate from Larson Antennas, and they're going to send you a catalog, and you can select anything that you want, up to $100, and Larson Antennas will send it to you.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, see what you get for being the first caller?
Yeah. Well, you know, I tell you, I guess I'm a lid, I suppose. You know, 2 months ago I couldn't even spell amateur radio, and today I are one.
Well, that's excellent.
And, you know, one thing I want to let you know, in Amateur Radio Trader,
yes,
you have your ad. They list IPC as being in Tampa, and it's actually in Lake Wales.
Lake Wales.
Right. So now I'm where I actually live is a little place called Plant City, and I'm on the fringe area for WIPC.
Okay.
So it, probably in Tampa, they might not even be able to receive it.
Well, that's the ADI.
Right.
So that's that in radio talk. So we have to put that on there.
Okay. But anyway, I heard your show for the first time last week.
Oh, that was a wild show, huh?
Oh, you know what was so bad about it? I have a friend of mine that went to Dayton, and, you know, I've always heard that it was the mecca of amateur radio. And, you know, hearing what a great time y'all were having up there and knowing that he was there and I was here.
So it wasn't that it was bad. It was the fact that you were jealous. Come on,
right.
Tell us true, Rusty.
Exactly.
Well, you're going to have to go in the next year.
Yeah, I'll be looking forward to that.
You know, I did get an opportunity during the week to talk to Ken Allen, the general chairman for the Dayton Hamvention, and he did tell me that attendance preliminarily was actually about 2,000 less than the year before.
Oh, my.
Uh-huh. I was very surprised to hear that, but he did say so, because first I was told that it was more. But in fact, he told me that preliminary attendance report shows that there was about 2,000 less than in 1994.
Well, you know, that's one of the things I've noticed about ham radio, that it seems like it's generally the older people that are into it. And I've decided that one of the things that I'm going to do is, you know, promote it as much as I can and get younger people, you know, interested. I got a little boy that's 6 years old, and, you know, I'm trying, you know, I keep trying to prompt him, and, you know, he's working on it as much as he can, you know, at six.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's a terrific hobby, and I sure would hate to see it die out.
Well, it won't die out, that's for sure, and we certainly are increasing in numbers. We're having a few thousand new hams every single month, so that's certainly good news. I don't see it dying out, but I certainly will applaud you for promoting it. The more people you get in it, the better, and the more spectrum we will keep, and who knows, we might even increase our spectrum. I was just talking to Ned before the show, and there's talk about getting more and more HF spectrum, possibly on 20 meters.
Oh, that'd be great, too.
So there's all kinds of stuff coming up, and we just got to keep on pressing and promoting it, and certainly to the youth of America. We're going to have a show with Rosalie White, the current amateur of the year, in the upcoming, about 6 weeks from now, and she is definitely geared towards education and young people into amateur radio, and the CEREX program dealing with the shuttle astronauts has been the number one vehicle for getting young people involved in amateur radio.
Right. Well, you know, living here in Florida, so close to the Kennedy Space Center and everything, you know, it used to be that when the kids were in school, the whole class would come to a stop and everybody would watch, you know, the launches and things.
Right.
But that's not happening much anymore. And, you know, we've got this high technology edge on the rest of the world, and, you know, that's one of the things we need to work on, you know, in our school system.
Well, one thing you could
promote it.
Right. Well, one thing you can tell them is that you're able to talk to the astronauts on the shuttle. In fact, Ned, you talked to them the last time they were up, right?
Yeah, I talked to Ron Parise on CEREX. I've also talked to Dr. Norm Thagard on MIR as well. So.
Yeah, you can connect on packet and you can connect on voice. So those are things that are not really difficult. You can do it with just a 2 meter mobile or a handheld, I don't know, but you know, a 2 meter in your house will certainly do it easily. You don't need beams or anything.
Right.
I've connected to MIR with on packet with just the vertical. Okay, well, Rusty, I thank you for calling. Promote it. Certainly in the area, tell everybody that we're on WIPC. And if you get a chance, call up WIPC and thank them for airing the show.
I sure will. Thanks a lot.
Okay, Rusty, and you'll receive that $100 Larson antenna, so thanks for calling.
Okay, great. Thank you a lot.
Okay, bye-bye.
1-800-298-TALK, 1-800-298-8255. Byron, hold on, and I know we have another line open, so you somebody jump on it. Ned, can you tell us, we only got about 30 seconds till our break, just a quick recap, you were in Visalia a couple weeks ago. Want to tell us what that was?
Yeah, well, Visalia is sort of the meeting of all people who are into DX. It is the an international event. And probably the most prominent thing that happened was the discussion of a new advisory rule by the league on defining a minimum country size. It's a very controversial topic that will be discussed for a long time.
Okay, and we'll talk more about Visalia. We'll come right back. Give us a call.
All the complaints have been duly noted, and One Valley Printing Company has heard you. You wanted short turnarounds, you wanted sparkling color reproductions, and you didn't want to have to print thousands of copies to get a fair price. Introducing state-of-the-art digital color offset printing with the flexibility to fit any project. The company is Sequel, a division of Heritage Graphics, and the new printing process is truly amazing. This new Indigo ePrint digital technology transfers your electronic files directly onto paper using liquid ink, not toner. You have to see it to believe it. It's ideal for limited quantity flyers, brochures, newsletters, and display materials. Just about any business application you can think of. It will bring efficiency to your printing like never before. Sequel invites you to personally come down and see this technique for high quality four color printing. It's guaranteed to save your company both time and money. Call Sequel at 415-1000. That's 415-1000.
Grapeseed Phytosome is Enzymatic Therapy's featured product all during the month of May. Save 15% all this month on purchases of Grapeseed Phytosome at participating health food stores. In Phoenix, see Cinema Park Health Foods on North 7th Street or Ray's Ranch Market on East Camelback. In Chandler, visit Earthly Delights on the southwest corner of Alma School and Ray, or Nature's Health Shop on West Elliott. In Mesa, see Nature's Health Shop on East Broadway, or Nature's Finest on West University. In Tempe, visit Doc Watson's on East Baseline Road, and in Sun City, visit the Vitamin House on West Bell Road. In Scottsdale, it's Ray's Ranch Market on North Hayden, and in Glendale, stop at Crossroads Health Hut on West Peoria. Remember, you'll save 15% on Grapeseed Phytosome from Enzymatic Therapy at participating health food stores all this month. And Enzymatic Therapy backs their products with a 100% plus guarantee. Feel healthy, feel great, or your money back.
Anderson, I need you to type a memo.
Can't.
Why not?
Because there's no ribbon for the typewriter.
Then make some copies of this letter.
Can't.
Why not?
Because the copier needs toner.
Okay, I guess we need some supplies from Indian School Stationers.
Indian School Stationers?
Yeah, they have a complete line of office supplies. Toner cartridges, typewriter ribbons, pens, markers, bulletin boards, fax and computer supplies. Plus, they have free next day delivery. Give them a call at 266-4479.
Indian School Stationers has three locations to serve you. 400 West Indian School, 102 North Central, and Chandler Stationers at 58 South San Marcos. Indian School Stationers, your one-stop office supply headquarters. Give them a call at 266-4479. That's 266-4479.
Can't. Why not?
Because the phone doesn't work.
CQ, this is Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7 LPW.
And we're back to Ham Radio and more. Len Winkler, KB7LPW, along with...
Ned Stearns, AA7A.
And if you have any technical questions, Ned is the guy to ask. I'm telling you, he can answer them. Make them difficult. Okay. now he's red. Okay. Visalia, though, is a DX convention, right?
Oh, yes, it certainly is. There are about 635 people in attendance. Maybe not as many as Dayton, but the whole activity, all activities relate to DX at Visalia. Yeah, the minimum country size... is an interesting thing that's happened. It's they're trying to put some sort of reasonable constraint on what constitutes a country. Unfortunately, this action is taken at the exact same time that a country is trying to be attain country status, and that's Scarborough Reef. Scarborough Reef is an island off of China, and it represents the first opportunity for the People's Republic of China to really get involved in ham radio worldwide. They're applying for country status for this quote island. I was fully in favor of this this island group being counted as a country based on just what I had heard, but it wasn't until I saw the pictures that went along with their de-expedition that made me really wonder. Were it not for the liberal output of the local birds, there would not be really a lot of land to stand on. Their entire operating console covered the top of the rocks that were protruding out of the water. And the image of these guys standing on a rock with nothing but sea for hundreds of miles behind them, it makes them... I'd be in danger if I were on that rock myself. I know.
Ned,
that.
Are you basically saying that instead of it being called 100 confirmed countries, we should have 100 confirmed entities?
That's a point people constantly make. Is why did you use the current country? And I think the basic thing is that. Nobody knows what you're talking about entities either. I mean, what are you talking counties? Are you talking, what is it you're talking about? And for the most part, all countries are recognized as countries by other international groups, like mariners. They all know who owns what rocks. So it isn't an arbitrary, ruling by anybody. These do follow the guidelines of other international organizations. It's just you got to make some sense to it, but then again, you got to make rules and you got to follow the rules. So there's going to be a lot of controversy about this. The ruling has come out that there is a new standard for minimum size, but they haven't stated when it was going to be effective, and it's not clear whether or not this affects the application for country status for Scarborough. It probably will. Hold it off from being a country until they sort this all out. So, again, there's going to be a lot of things to talk about in this in DXing.
Okay, and you will keep us abreast, as well as excuse me, Lee Finkel, KY7M, who will be here shortly to give us the DX update and tell us what's happening on the bands. You know, I want to take this opportunity before I go to Byron to just bring up something that happened at the Dayton Hamvention. And if I don't get rid of this cold, I'm going to be very upset. Excuse me again. There was a forum that was taking place at Dayton, and it was meant to be a debate. It was meant to be a debate between W5, in reference to, of course, W5YI's petition, which has, of course, gotten a docket number and everything, RM8626, to... eliminate any one-way broadcasting under 30 megahertz. And what it would do is effectively get rid of W1AW, as well as getting rid of